Drive Electric Week on WLR.
With BYD Waterford. Meet Waterford's newest car brand. The biggest car brand you never heard of.
Now 083333975. We've 10 minutes to have a lovely chat with Joe. How are you, Joe?
I'm very well indeed, Damien. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you again, Joe from BYD. A special mention as well before we go on. Text in the word Canada if you want to enter our competition for the Waterford Marina Hotel on Canada Street. A €50 voucher for lunch and dinner to be given away there. Joe, we've done a lot this week on the electric cars and electric vehicles in conjunction with BYD. Just, I suppose, trying to give some information to people. Yeah. Like, what's your takeaway from this week?
Well, so far this week, Damien, first of all, sorry, I better start by thanking you and the team at WLR for the opportunity.
Not at all, you're welcome.
The opportunity to discuss electric cars with you. From our perspective and everything else, we've had a huge amount of inquiries. Yeah, the phones have been busier than any other week I've been open with BYD. So from that perspective, there's engagement from customers. Yeah, that's the point we wanted to initially get with Electric Car Week, was give the background of electric cars, discuss it, take it forward then. Let's have the conversation. Yeah, let's have the conversation about electric cars. Let's have the, and I think about it during the week and things like that. I suppose I moved on and slightly away from electric cars, I suppose, Damien. Us as a nation and who we are and what electric cars are. But we've a history of an appetite for change. We've a history when it comes to, say, the smoking ban. We were the first in the world to introduce the smoking ban. We were the first in the world to introduce the plastic levy on bags. Now, who uses a plastic bag these days? Literally nobody. We have recycled bags. And I suppose next bit then is very recently is kind of like the return bottle scheme. Again, we've engaged dramatically with that. So there's a huge appetite within the audience of the Irish nation and things like that to embrace these things. Next biggest challenge really is the electric vehicle market. Now, they've been around for a while. Yeah, I'll come back to that because we went through the history of electric vehicles, I suppose, earlier in the week, but we'll touch upon it shortly. What I'd also like to do this morning as well, just have an exercise between yourself and myself, which would be kind of like looking at your buying process, yeah, and how you buy as a person, and see if that resonates with the audience. Is that the same story, and how that transforms, and we can move it forward to electric vehicles. If that being the case, well, we need to engage more with the likes of myself and other manufacturers in terms of buying electric vehicles. As we know, yeah, there is many electric vehicles types, plug-in hybrids, mild hybrids, and full electrics. So we'll come to that. Equally, I suppose, from a top-level point of view, is kind of like our government as a nation. We committed to 51% reduction in greenhouse emissions by 2030. We're not going to meet that. The projections now are going to be at 30%. So we do have, collectively as a nation, as I said, an appetite to change. Yeah, we've seen that in the level of inquiries and contacts to date, and I anticipate that growing over the next week or two. So once we get to that, yeah, we'll actually move from 30%, hopefully. We'll gather momentum, and hopefully we do start increasing from 30% towards the 51%, which we actually have to get to. So let's just consider, say, the emission side of it. And again, I'm at top level, yeah? So road transport emissions in Ireland actually account for 39% of all emissions in Ireland, yeah? So we need to do more and think with the level of engagement, and I suppose with the level of engagement that there is definitely, and a willingness to change, I think this will change. So look, let's just roll the dice back and we look at, say, the history of electric vehicles. Now, I know from your side of it, you were quite surprised when I mentioned this, yeah, that electric cars were actually physically around before combustion engines. And I suppose for the customer benefits, we go all the way back to the 1800s when electric cars were actually the first cars on the road. Again, we know we have been, and for a long time, driving combustion engines. Now, they literally came to market around the 1910, 1911, and that was with the Ford Model T combustion engine. That stayed the case, I suppose, really, until around the 1970s when, I suppose, with the fuel crisis, cost of living crisis and things like that, manufacturers started looking again, hey, this isn't for the long term. Yeah, we're going to have to do something. So that said, the industry, the manufacturers then started stepping back, doing a lot of research and development. And it did take a time, yeah, and it did get to, I think, about 1997, Damien. So when the Toyota Prius came to market, and that was the late 1990s. Move forward then to, say, 2010, and we all know the Nissan Leaf, and the Nissan Leaf was launched in the market with a range of roughly around 160 kilometres, up to 160 kilometres. Again, we move forward again to 2018. Hyundai brought out the Kona. Now, massive leap. Range now gone to 480 kilometres, Damien. And here we are, 2023. Last year, BYD entered the Irish market. January this year, we have BYD in Waterford. A huge opportunity, because it's an opportunity for ourselves to sell the product, but equally at the same time, people to engage with one of the world market leaders in terms of battery technology. Some people may...
And the range now?
Well, from a range point of view, we're up to 570 kilometres, Damien. Yeah. So, that said, yeah, most people would never heard of, and the biggest brand you've never heard, basically, which is BYD. And since January of opening, you hear around Waterford and people say, who are BYD? What is BYD? Are they part of this or are they part of that? Well, BYD is one of the biggest global manufacturers of electric vehicles. It's a race between Tesla and BYD. The end of 2023, BYD were top, Tesla then, and it's a flip-flop going on there at the moment. So in terms of people understanding BYD, they've been around for 29 years. It's literally a battery manufacturer from scratch. So 29 years of a business model growing to the day where here we are now, and we're actually selling BYD cars in Waterford. But there was a journey to get there.
We've only got a minute left. In terms of people get in touch with you, they can call down to the showroom, give Trish a shout or any of the lads. It's been a really good journey for us during the Electric Car Week as well. In terms of the issue that you need to just mention right at the end.
Yeah. So it's literally a case of call into ourselves. Yeah. We'll talk you through the process. Yeah. People have got behind the brand already. We're number three in Waterford market already. People are more engaging with us on a day-to-day basis. So it's delivering, yeah. We can see the appetite to change. So there is a buying process. So we have time to talk about that, hopefully, Damien, yeah?
We don't actually, I'm afraid. No, Joe, we don't, no.
Right.
Yeah, but...
Look, so what I would do is encourage people to call to us, yeah. We'll talk you through it, yeah, and... we'll go from there.
Hmm. And in terms of any questions that have raised, again, people just call in and just have a chat about the... any questions at all?
Definitely have a chat, yeah. Be engaged with us. Have the conversation at home. Talk to your friends, families, people that actually have electric vehicles. They're the ones that actually tell you the real story, yeah. So...
Because most people, in terms of their journey, yeah, they're not doing massive amounts of journeys. Most journeys are short.
Most journeys are short, yeah. So on average, most people would have 15, 20 minutes in the car in the morning. An EV car will do all that for them, yeah. Yes, there are occasions where there will be longer distances covered, yeah. But that's remedied already, because the range is actually in the car. So that's the bit that really people need to absorb. You know, the answers are all there in terms of... what the cars can do for you. Yeah, and we'll be able to answer any questions that we haven't answered to date.
Joe, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Thank you very much,
God bless. Thank you very much. Thank you.